This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike. Don
Geronimo. Got four colossal egos, with mine being the smallest. Don Geronimo. Biggest ego. Followed closely by Paula, then Randy, and then myself. Ryan would marry himself tomorrow. I mean, literally, he is the most egotistical person I have ever met in my life. And bearing in mind, I am based in Hollywood. That is quite a broad thing to say. But he has, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I like him. Paula's always had an ego. Randy's developed one. And so you put all that together, shake it all up, you get a few fireworks occasionally.
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
We're rocking you, rocking you, rocking you! Oh, yeah! Washington's best music, WABA!
Weekend's here! Have a can of beer!
Joe. Joe.
What's coming now? It's the guy's retarded.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Ouch. Backwards.
Boy, am I love.
I guess it works backwards.
Hi, Mike.
Buddy has a laughing place to go ho-ho.
All right, now, I guess we'll go right to the sing after the favorite part of the song. You lucky boy.
Here he is.
Nothing matters but the weekend. From a Tuesday point of view. Like a kettle in the kitchen. I feel the steam begin to brew. Switching to God.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Mike is mimicking.
Hello.
I'm doing interpretive sitting dance.
Gay sex.
Hello.
He's doing it's called Brokeback.
These guys ain't gay. Does this sound gay to you?
I went right from my lasso to my oral interpretation.
Hello. It's the Kings, man. Switching to glide.
I like this song now.
I guess you do.
It arouses my inner gay.
From the charades we were playing there, I would guess you would think the song sucks.
No, I actually just got into it because it's Friday and I'm excited.
It's almost like you had a can of Fix-It Flat.
Yeah,
Fix-It Flat.
Exactly what it felt like.
Hey, what are you doing talking before the door opens?
Ta-da!
Friendly retarded.
How's your belly aching?
Stop your belly aching.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Extending a Benevolent Hand and all the ships at sea. They know that the price of success is tarred words.
Yeah.
Todd Geronimo and Fix a Flat O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, fat ass. Todd and Mike Show. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday.
050506.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. Here's your phone numbers you can call us on. 877-365-3636. Or you can call 800-636-1067. If you're listening in Washington, D.C., America's most powerful city, we broadcast to you from America's weakest radio station, WJFK FM. You can call us at 202-432-1067.
From the Don Knotts of flamethrowers.
But let's not make it a habit today. I mean,
yes.
We did take 144 side-splitting, gut-busting calls yesterday.
Boy, there was so much talent out there. Duh.
You can call us anyway if you want on any of those numbers today. I'm not promising that 144 mouth breathers will get through, but good luck. You can email us if you like at our website, dynamicwebsite.com. We're also on the intranet, and you can just click on our website, and you can hear us there on your computer.
Good.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show. Welcome. There is no time limit on this call.
Oh, well, thank you. I wanted to thank you for yesterday's show. I have ADD, so when you know, when no topic lasts longer than a minute.
I have ADD, too, and sadly, it killed me yesterday. Good. It killed me to have to wait 1 minute.
Sometimes.
I felt so good that you just chopped him right off.
I got ADD. Mm-hmm. I got OCD.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't have ED.
No VD. And VD is for everybody.
No, I said ED.
ED.
Oh, ED.
ED. No,
erectile dysfunction.
I've got VD.
Sure. Oh, I didn't know that.
I got VD like crazy.
All right.
I got VD coming out my ears.
VD.
You'd have the ED.
Is for everybody. You
wouldn't have the VD.
And you know why? Because I didn't eat my vegetables. And I used to hear that all the time. Eat vegetables, or, right. you have VD growing out your ears.
Right. Do you really? And, of course, there are pills for everything nowadays. You can take two for the VD and one for the ED.
But all of the pills are such a hassle, Mike.
Mm-hmm, I know they are.
Let's start today. Oh, boy. Do I have something to make my weekend
really?
A sensual pleasure?
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know how you're going to make it through the show.
Well, you don't know what I did before the show.
Really?
Do I seem relaxed and centered to you?
Did you RO? Did you rub out?
Sure did.
Wow.
Scratch off. It's scratch off game.
That's right.
You know, normally I would find that
scratch off and win.
I would find that inappropriate, but I can completely.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I can't completely understand why you did that.
Couple of weeks ago, or a month ago or so, I did that interview with Channel 9, the CBS station here in D.C.,
yes,
about Frida, which aired last week. Mm-hmm. And shock. You know, they got real big ratings on their first night of sweeps. Oh. So they sent over, like, a nice bag of swag.
We all got Channel 9 stuff.
And then I got this this envelope to Don Geronimo from J.C. Hayward.
Baby!
Wow.
Now,
man, it's man.
Endless years.
Now, here in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen, that woman is a television anchor woman, and she is an icon.
She's the grand dame.
She's been here for a long time.
I've stated for years, I would love to get her in a room, pull that wig off.
Right.
And have my way.
I know.
Have my way with that Nubian Lex Luthor-like head.
Yes.
Or whatever hair is underneath.
We don't know.
Her various wigs. I'd like to see JC with her real hair.
There's the mystery.
Anyway.
Here she sent you something. What did she send you?
A sealed envelope.
Well, it would be a publicity photo.
Oh.
Autograph.
Don.
It's a mini publicity photo.
Love ya. J.C. Hayward.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Baby, right back at you.
Can I look at the picture? Can I see the picture, please?
Yes, there it is.
Oh.
You may not hold it. You may
fantastic.
Look at it.
You may not.
It's postcard size.
Isn't that great?
That's handy. Handy to carry with you.
Mm-hmm. No wonder you did what you did before the
wallet
show.
Wallet size.
Travel size.
Shall we put it on the web? Or is that just for you?
Hey, listen, I don't mind sharing my life. Okay, jerk face? But there are some points.
Don't hit him.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to hit him. I already told him today to stop his belly aching.
That's right. You'll quit your belly aching.
What a lovely photograph. What a lovely keepsake.
So thank you, JC.
Will that find its way to a frame, or will it simply go in your nightstand?
Oh, no. That's going to be framed. Mike and I have been lucky enough to meet people who are famous and infamous throughout our career.
Right.
Out of all the people, the famous, the A-list, the B-list, mainly the C-list and D-list, on my wall at home,
right,
I only have two celebrity photos up.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Right.
One that somebody got me where it says, Don, you know, God bless you.
Yes.
Oh, that's
and,
nice.
And it's a recent one.
Right.
So I got it for my birthday. And the other one is Jerry Springer.
It's your wall of shame.
Because they
have
both
fame.
They both seem very appropriate.
Icons.
And now J.C. Hayward will also find her spot on the wall.
And that's neat because it is postcard size. You'll be able to just put a nice little frame in it. One of those cute little artsy-fartsy frames.
Thank you, J.C.
Gonna need protection.
Thank you, honey. And again, that scalp massage, these fingers are ready anytime. Anytime.
So jealous.
Anytime. Wig off. Ass
ass up, face down. Mike, I'm talking strictly massage.
A mini massage.
Strictly massage. Oh, all the women in my life. Let's talk about another one of the women in my life.
All right.
The women in all of our lives.
The man in my little girl's life.
Beth Ann McBride. Oh,
now, Beth Ann has been calling you and hanging up.
Yes, I mentioned that the other night I got four hang-ups in a row. You know, I see that it's her, and the first couple of times I dodged it.
Right.
And then like the later it got in the evening, I would say, why'd she call me like at 11:15? Why'd she call me like at midnight?
Something obviously is on her mind.
Yeah. Leave a message. Well, you know, it had been speculated on this show that she was enjoying the Tube Snake Boogie.
I don't know where that came from. Did you create that? Did you just speculate on that and then it became kind of a fact?
Here's the thing. It was speculation because she called and she had something that she definitely wanted to talk about.
Right. Speculation.
Something that was, yeah, right. Absolutely. Something that was very personal.
Yes.
And anyway, she never called back. And I said on the air, she must have got some.
Right.
Right? This message I received, when we spoke, she sounded looser. She sounded freer. And I remember, this is a woman who has been celibate for
11 years. Last we heard.
Her choice, 11 years. And the whole time that she worked with us, a year and a half, did you ever know Beth Ann to go out with anybody? And,
no.
And not only not go out, but have more than one bottle of wine?
No, God no. I don't think she'd do anything.
Please listen
now.
She was
decidedly antisocial.
Please listen to the message I received last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't at home. I didn't dodge the call. You'll hear the call was during the show yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Beth Ann McBride finally lays down an answering machine message.
Yep. She was out with a former DJ friend of ours, Mike. Or friend is
welcome to Verizon
a loose word.
Messaging service.
An acquaintance. A former colleague.
To enter your mailbox, press star.
Oh, hold on.
To enter your mailbox.
Da da da. Do 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 do.
Howdy, nobody's here. Bye now.
No, hi, Don. It's Mike.
You know, I'm stupid.
I'm
leaving myself a message.
I just wanted to say, did you
stop it? Shut up.
Good show today.
I'm
great
stupid.
Show. Have a nice
hold
weekend.
On. You're hold great.
Hold on. Give me a second. You know what? If I turn the microphones off,
does that mean
so they don't feed the telephone?
Right.
Welcome to Verizon.
Like I said,
voice
our voices
service.
Screw up this.
To enter your mailbox, press star. Please enter a mailbox number starting with the area code.
See, there you go. Do 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 do.
Enter your passcode.
Aha.
Or.
Aha. Here we go.
One new message. One saved message.
Ooh.
In your mailbox.
Let's live dangerously.
Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message,
press 1, because that's our message.
Reminders.
Oh, that's right.
First, message.
No. Hi, Don. It's Mike. I just wanted to say, did you...
I was thinking that there was a real new message.
Good show today. Great show.
We're stupid.
To repeat this message, press 1. Message erased.
Erased?
First, saved message.
Don, it's Beth Ann. It is Thursday, May the 4th, about 6:20 p.m. Eastern Standard. Why do people email me stuff? I did call four times the other night, but I have to explain. I would have left a message, but I was having dinner with Tom Kent. And we had
TK Tom
Kent. A bottle of wine.
Oh, God.
And we were talking about all the people we knew together that we'd worked with, and we started calling everybody, and you were the third to leave a message, but that would have been like a drunk call. So I we would call somebody, we didn't leave any messages. We talked to, who did we talk to? We talked to Joel Denver. We talked to Rick Aldo. We talked to, there was like seven people we talked to out of the 30 people we tried.
Sounds like a fun date.
We tried Rick.
Out of 30.
We were just calling people, but then that was the second bottle. So that's why I didn't leave a message because we weren't going to leave a message. We were moving on. But we did come back to a couple people to see if they would answer. So anyway, that was that. I tried to call the hotline, but I don't remember the hotline number. So that was the explanation. Not stalking you. I would always leave a message. But at that night, we would just hang it up and call the next person. And we would try back for a couple people. So anyway, hope all is well. Have a great day. Talk to you later. Bye.
So there you go.
What the hell is she doing eating with Tom Kent?
Drinking with Tom Kent.
Tom mm-hmm. Kent. If she's eating with Tom Kent, she might as well wear one of those Gallagher raincoats. Because Tom Kent eats like seriously like a starving husky in Antarctica.
We had the pleasure of working with this guy, Tom Kent.
Unbelievable.
About 20 years ago at the Top 40 station.
And he was, wasn't he a God squatter? Wasn't he a born-again guy?
Yeah, he was.
He had a lot of little things going
he
on.
He had issues, man.
He had to cover up the window. If he did a live broadcast like somewhere, he'd have to cover up the window with album covers.
He did it in the studio. He didn't want
that's right.
He didn't want anybody looking at him while he was doing the show, so he would put up newspapers on the windows, mm-hmm. so nobody could see in. And I think the main thing with him was, do you remember he did it every day. He would get on the air and go like, this Dickie, 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 I want you to take off your dress right now for me. Take off your dress for DK Tompkin. Yes, 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 that's a good WAVA. And then off the air, he'd be like, praise Jesus. Would you like to come to my house to read the Bible this weekend, my home in Oakton?
And then we would have a station function where there'd be food.
Oh, my God.
And he would eat. It was
greatest show ever.
Wild animal.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, food, mouth open, chewing, food fragments flying all over the place, inhaling his food.
Rent the movie Tarzan.
Right.
Anyone, the original one, anyway, or simply the kids one. The cartoon one. Look at the way Tarzan eats.
George of the Jungle.
He was
memorable. Because he did all these little quirky things.
Right.
He was memorable, but the funniest thing ever would be we would go to a function where there was food. He would be first. He would be first to get there. If there was a gathering where there were hors d'oeuvres or food, he would have arrived already. He would already be eating.
We're not doing it justice. This guy would sit in front of a bowl of food.
Mm-hmm.
Bowl being the important word.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the way of holding the spoon.
Right.
The improper way of holding it.
Like he gripped it like a child, like a toddler.
Right. And what it would be, seriously, would just head face down and just one motion, one constant motion. Food in mouth, food back to bowl. Food in mouth.
Oblivious. Wow. You could have a naked woman in front of him. He wouldn't even look up. He was and so you could walk and stand 5 feet in front of him and say, we did this. We said, hey, look, he's eating. And we would stand in front and say, watch this. Look at this pig. Watch this pig eat. And he would eat.
He loved it.
It was a floor show. really, picture the worst table manners you've ever seen and then multiply them by 10.
He's a good DJ, though.
Here's my question. Do you think Beth Ann's baby was conceived that night with the two bottles of wine and the phone calls?
Well, see, I think Tom Kent is probably still a Jesus freak.
Is he down there in that area? Is that where he's broadcasting?
Well, have to I be don't if he's so. Going to have a baby.
Really? I don't think so.
Jeez, well, we got to find out whether. Why are they? Why are they having?
I don't know.
Dinner together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maybe he had some super secret project that took him to the triad.
Well, isn't she also, didn't we discover that she is rather religious herself?
Yes. Yeah, so it kind of makes sense they'd be hanging out.
So they were drinking sacramental wine.
Producing Christian children together.
Having some Jesus juice and just trying to call people. 30 people?
30?
30 freaking people?
I don't know if he's on the air, if he's based down there, but I know he has a syndicated oldie show. That's what he's doing now.
He's doing an oldie show?
And I heard it up here once by accident. It's marvelous.
Well, he's good. I like him.
Yeah, he's very good.
No, we like him. He's a good DJ. He's a good friend. I congratulate him.
Yes. You know, we all do, I think.
On the conquest.
Maybe he's sampling the, the forbidden hamster. Maybe he really is.
Pulling the tail on that hamster right now. Come on.
Mrs. Beth Ann Kent.
Come on now, squeal. Oh, come on. He's a DJ. You know that's not his real name.
I know, but it just sounds funny.
You know it ain't his real name.
TK McBride.
Now, also, as long as we're just behind the scenes.
Yes. More gifts?
Well, John Norman, who's our assistant to the producer, had a birthday yesterday.
Yes, he did.
And I ribbed him in my own gentle, kind, loving way.
Yes.
That I do, that he would not be receiving gifts and there would be no nudes for him or anything because, frankly, he's too new to the show.
Right.
You know, people don't know him. And we don't celebrate everybody's birthday like we celebrate Mike's birthday
with
banners and,
mm-hmm.
and
balloons.
Mike turning down Cindy Lauper and food and booze and everything.
Yeah, and incidentally, I'm taking heat. I am taking heat from my my daughters are on a Goonies kick, the old movie Goonies.
Yeah.
And somehow they get, I don't know where they got the information. That, Daddy, is that the lady that you didn't want to play at your birthday party?
Oh, yeah.
Because don't they, I think at the end of Goonies, they do the full video.
The video, yeah.
Of, of right. Goonies that's sung by Cyndi Lauper. So,
that's right.
You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
The 46th annual celebration of the birth of talented radio mimic and noted barkeep, Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara.
All right, well, that was from last year, obviously.
Yeah, a little over a month away from the next one. Hard to believe. Hard to believe it's coming up that quickly. That'd be June 22nd, Rob.
Shut up.
No kidding.
Shut I think it falls right in the middle of the week.
Don't you ever get sick of that?
What? Promoting my own birthday?
No. Like having just a giant J-O on your birthday on the show. I mean, originally it was because...
I didn't always have one.
No. Originally it was because...
You started it and I loved it. What's wrong with that?
Because you were going through a rough patch.
Yeah, but I'm still going through a rough patch.
Oh, no, you're not going through that rough a patch.
Oh, I want another one. Come on.
Okay.
It's really fun.
For you.
I don't have much.
Oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
Hold on. What do you mean you don't have much?
Well, no, not the big. I don't have the big shindigs anymore at home. I still don't have that. I got a lovely girlfriend who does very nice things for me, so that's improved in my life. I got great kids, but I still, the birthdays, this is all I got as far as the big party.
Right.
The big party.
Please, every night's a big party for you.
Yeah, but not a birthday party. I liked it.
Why'd you have a birthday party at your restaurant for yourself?
I don't want to.
Why? Oh, it's okay to at this job, but not at that job?
I like it on this job because it's more public. It's more everybody knows what's going on.
Everyone.
It's all about me. I still have screensavers with everybody wearing the hats. I've kept them for the whole year. I really enjoy
that's
it.
That's how much you love
I
believe you.
I really, really enjoy
okay.
it.
All right, your party's on. Okay, you got it. Make you happy.
Can we get a band this year?
Yeah, it's kind of late notice on that. I mean, like, do you want a name band?
No. No, just music. Live music.
Live music.
Like a jazz trio.
No way.
Just something that we could have, like a lounge.
No, let's get a guy.
I'm just asking.
Let's get a guy that, like, walks around, the annoying guy that walks around, like, in an Italian restaurant.
You know what's great? An accordion.
How about that, Mike?
Oh, say, you don't have to do anything else if you get an accordion player.
Okay.
A real one. I mean, a real, real good one. The kind that, you know, that can really play Lady of Spain and all the really good stuff.
He's a good boy.
Oh, that would be great.
Well,
and a Maury and all this. Oh, God.
All right, consider it
done. You don't even have to put any banners. Well, we have the banner from last year, right?
Yes, we'll have to correct it.
We can alter it.
Oh, that'd be great.
And remember you wanted all the lights in here?
Yeah.
You wanted lights like it was a backyard fiesta?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This year, the accordion player is sufficient. I really don't need anything more. I mean, because that's just, that'll bring me great joy.
All right, you got it.
And, of course, he has to play Happy Birthday.
Of course.
For the big 4-7 coming up. 4-7
Okay.
Can't wait.
I can't either.
The birthday symbolizes another year that I've beaten the odds.
That's true, really. We should all celebrate.
Listen, let's focus on John for just a moment.
Who?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, I remember his instructions were on his birthday to get you a gift.
And he did.
Okay.
And here is the card.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there's a card.
Lovely gold bag.
So, you know,
he thinks he's turning it around on me now,
yeah.
You know, because I was kidding him, and now he thinks he'll turn it around on me and embarrass me by giving me a gift, because I didn't really want him to get
me a gift.
But
you asked for a gift.
But he did, so here's the card, which I have not read.
Okay.
It's a little baby, okay? It says, attention, I've made a stinky. Repeat, I have made a stinky. Hope your birthday doesn't stink. And where it says your birthday, he crossed it out and wrote my.
That's funny.
Well, my birthday doesn't stink. Hugs and kisses, John.
And he included a gift.
He did. And nice. I'd like to get John in here.
For a little thank you.
Yeah, Johnny?
Yes.
Come on in.
All right.
Oh, good. Yeah, all's right with the world. Good to do that on Friday.
Sounds good.
You know, I wasn't serious about getting me a gift. You know, it's the whole, like, birthday thing. I mean, Mike can pull it off
because
he's Mike. Now, John.
Yes.
You were nice enough to get this.
Oh, look at that!
Big gigantic bottle.
That is that's the good stuff. That's Grey Goose, baby.
Grey Goose vodka.
Are you going to drink it?
And I'm going to actually open it up right
this
now.
This is
going
to be a good Friday show.
Yeah, open it up. You know,
because once that's open,
this tab.
You need a razor.
Is it corked or is it a screw off?
There it is.
It's a cork.
You got to get the little.
That means it's the real good stuff because it's corked.
Right.
Now,
that's a lovely
fun,
sound.
Fun.
Let's look at this gift.
Okay.
Grey Goose.
Right.
Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
Distilled and bottled in France.
Doesn't get any better than that stuff.
That's 1 liter. imported.
That's yummy.
Smooth stuff.
Do I drink Grey Goose?
I thought you did. Unless
I drink
you...
vanilla vodka.
Oh, no. Johnny, you don't need to do that.
Oh,
you don't
no.
need to do that.
Oh,
you
no.
don't need to do that.
This is the garbage.
No, man. Don't do that.
Everybody, please.
What?
Shut up. Shut up.
Oh.
Shut up.
I'm
going to
close.
Shut up. We're going to hear this.
Oh.
Oh.
My God.
No.
No. Oh, no, no. He poured the whole thing in the trash.
The whole thing.
Oh,
now,
God.
Listen, ass.
Oh, no.
Now, listen to me.
And you're going to buy me a present on your birthday.
Oh.
You buy me the card.
Smell that. Oh, dear.
You buy me a gift on your birthday. You buy me something I like, okay? Here. Take that empty bottle.
Oh.
Let that be a reminder. See you Monday. Have a good weekend, Johnny.
Oh. Oh, you heartless bastard.
Wow.
Oh, that's incredible. There it is. It's the vanilla. It's the vanilla. Damn it. Why couldn't you have remembered that? Wow. Hey, it smells like vodka in here.
Sure
now.
Does.
Boy, the whole room reeks of vodka.
Your reaction is the best.
You like that?
You know what I'd say to you?
What?
Yeah, come on, pal.
Yeah?
Play along. Learn. It's right. A joke, Buzz.
No, I know. I just,
it's a joke. You know what it's like? It's a. Have you ever seen the David Letterman show?
Yes.
Where
I
he
have.
Like, where he like breaks Rupert's window,
right?
But he really buys him a new window.
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to give John the money for the vodka.
Was Buzz giving you the look like, oh, my God, what are you really doing?
I was horrified to see my favorite vodka going into a trash can.
No, it wasn't that. It was the whole, you know, John thing. Like,
no.
I know you. You're looking at me like, this is awful. This is, oh, my God, what an ass. What an ass.
Joe wanted me to ask if anyone has a colander.
Joe wants to drink the vodka out of the trash can.
And just because of that, Buzz, because of your sourpuss.
Yes.
Now I do demand a bottle, and I'm not going to pay for it. And I'd like it from you on Monday, please.
Grey Goose Vanilla.
Grey Goose Vanilla.
All
same
right.
thing from you.
More expensive than the regular?
About the same.
Okay.
Liter bottle.
Are you going to pour it out?
No.
Okay.
I promise I will not.
Because I know you like the vanilla.
I love the vanilla. It was just just a joke.
Right.
So let's celebrate John's birthday.
Okay.
By buying me some vanilla vodka.
Very good,
Monday,
then.
Please.
Vanilla vodka you shall have.
That smell of vodka permeating the studio's got me to thinking.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. That's all.
Where is that calling?
John.
Hey, all right, come in here for a second.
Oh, okay.
All right. Come on. See, Buzz. Kidding.
Well, I knew you were.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Don't cover it up.
All right.
There you go. Will a 5-spot take care of that?
Yeah, that was
about there, it. There
it is. No. There you go. Okay? So happy birthday and shut up. Okay, get out. Get out. But no.
What did he give you? What did he give you?
Show Buzz what it is.
Let me see.
Show Buzz what it is.
The Latino?
What is
hey,
that,
Franklin?
Buzz?
That's all? I'm kidding.
Now he's kidding. Now he's kidding you.
All
yeah,
right.
That's all for now.
Yes.
But thank, I mean,
it was not. Never
mind. No. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Poor boys in 20 different directions.
It was a gag.
The lad is just not does not know whether he's coming or going.
It was a gag.
He'll learn.
I look over there, I look at Buzz, and really, you can say what you want.
Uh-huh.
I know you. The look was, and Buzz, I swear to Christ, I'm speaking as like I would in real life to you.
Okay.
The look was, you've gone too far. John is your friend. You know I get this way sometimes. And the look was, this might be one that's really over the edge. It's a bottle of booze.
Yeah.
It's a bottle of booze.
That's true.
Let it go.
Okay.
But really, let's make it two on Monday.
Two bottles.
Mike, what would you like?
Vanilla.
No, just one bottle of vanilla for me. But,
oh, okay.
But I think, Mike, weren't you taken aback by Buzz's reaction?
Yes, now that you mentioned it. I would like, I don't need anything for Monday. I would like perhaps by the big day when we're going to have the accordion player for perhaps Buzz to secure a monkey. Which I've wanted for 20 years.
Now you're asking the impossible.
I know, and I'm told every year but you know what? There's no reason why I can't ask every year.
A monkey it is.
This is not to keep. This is a monkey in the studio. I have asked for a how many years have I asked
well,
for a
hold
monkey?
On. Joe.
Forever.
We have a monkey.
This is true, but I want a real one. And it doesn't have to be a chimpanzee. It can be a regular monkey.
Now I think that's over the line.
I'm not. Listen,
hey,
I'm not.
To at least ask Buzz, you know, because I'm only busting Buzz's balls because he gave me the sour face.
Yeah, you're doing a joke.
And I'm sorry that I'm not.
Oh, but no, I'm not doing a joke. I really want my bottle of booze from Buzz.
And I really want my monkey.
Exactly.
And I'm saying, you know, why lay it on Rob? Rob's always got to do stuff. Why not lay it on Buzz to see if Buzz is a journalist? He can make a few phone calls.
But you can't.
I mean, Buzz probably has people that'll call him
but you
and say, I have a monkey.
But you can't piggyback on my jumping on Buzz to force him to get something to get your monkey.
Well, can I explain what happened? The subject of my day came up, and I haven't been able to think about anything else since. I've been thinking, even through you pouring out the vodka, I was smelling the vodka, and then, you know, I didn't care whether it was a joke or not, because I was thinking about my day with the accordion and the monkey, which I know is like more than a month off.
Don't count on the monkey.
I'm not counting on it. I'm simply asking for it. And since you brought it up, I can get any booze I want. As a matter of fact, I've got plenty in the car, open. But the fact is, a monkey on my birthday would be an accordion player and a monkey.
Okay.
Would just be, I'd cry.
All right.
You'll see legitimate tears.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see.
And Buzz, let's coordinate because your monkey might be able to play the accordion.
Now you're being silly. Now you're being stupid and silly, and I'm serious. I'm making a serious request that I want an accordion and a monkey, and here you are. We'll get a monkey that can play the accordion. Now you're making it into a cartoon.
Yeah, that is silly.
It's a serious day.
One monkey, one bottle of Grey Goose vanilla, and something for my electrician. So, yeah, right on that.
Now listen, you're the one bringing that in.
You're bringing that up, Buzz.
You're bringing that in. I told you before the show today.
He's a very good electrician.
What did I say before the show? I said, I swear to God, I won't bring it up, Buzz.
Right.
But you just brought it up.
I know.
So why was your wife busting the electrician's balls?
Well, I think she was confused, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Hopefully that's behind us now. Although I may need some special wiring.
But when you were talking about the conversation with your wife and the electrician,
yes,
didn't you say, I'm going to quote you now, that you explained things logically to your wife?
I thought so.
And she responded with a question that you believed had...
That seemed unrelated.
That was unrelated.
Yes. Hmm. I was confused and taken aback by that.
Does she know that you stole my signature move?
No, I didn't. In fact, I'm not sure I knew I'd stolen your signature move.
Oh, come on. Even Frida knew it was my signature move.
He's been doing it for years.
Are you kidding?
Oh, the phone down by the side.
No, I mean, I used to do it in front of the guys, but I would really do it. I mean, if I was on the cell phone or on a regular phone like I'm holding now with Frida, and she was really just letting me have it, I would go like this. Just set the phone down and, like, seriously, look at Mike or look at whoever. Wait 15 seconds, pick it back up, and it would still be, and then, you know, and I would do it when I was driving, set the phone down on the seat next to me, go about a half a mile, pick it up. You know,
no, I have to say this,
Yeah, and what's the worst case? And it's the best when you're on a cell phone.
Yes.
Because the worst case scenario is that she gets done talking before you feel like picking back up and hearing whatever dribble it is, and then you say, oh, I went into a bad cell.
Right, it worked.
Out. Oh, and hold on. Rob has written he would like a coffee cake on Monday, please.
All right.
And not like Entenmann's. Although there's nothing wrong with that, I was thinking there's a wonderful place in Arlington, Virginia, Arlington, Vietnam, called the Heidelberg Bakery.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh, they're wonderful.
They do have good coffee cake there.
He could probably get a good one over the weekend at Costco, too.
Well, Mike, or why not just go to the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, you know, man, now we're talking.
Do they sell coffee cake there?
I would settle for a cheesecake.
Oh, see, now you're talking. Now you just upgraded him. You upsold that. You upsold him to a cheesecake.
Yeah, with Butterfingers on it.
Now here's
Buzz is saying. Buzz is saying zip. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm busy writing my list.
See, this is the funny part about this whole first segment. Buzz really still doesn't know how much is. I mean. I swear to you, my reaction to you was legitimate.
Right.
That I really thought you had given me a look like, it gone too far, because I know you're good friends with John, okay?
Yeah, but...
Well, that was my reaction.
Right, I understand.
You know, regardless of how you interpreted it, was how I interpreted it.
Right.
So when we get past all of that, now the question in Buzz's mind, does he really have to go? I mean, not you have to do anything. You know, I'm not your boss.
No, of course not.
I'm not your boss. I'm just some dick on the radio. But I know now you're wondering, is this really a joke about the vanilla vodka and the coffee cake and to a lesser extent, Mike's monkey?
But I know you love the vanilla vodka, and I'm definitely going to get that. I believe I can get the coffee cake. Hang on, I'm not finished.
But this is not for you. I'm just, what do you mean to a lesser extent?
What didn't you understand about to a lesser extent?
Well, I know that the monkey is just a request, but it, to me, it's extraordinarily important.
I really don't want the vodka. And just if you're wondering, uh-huh. I really don't want it.
Okay.
But you know what I would like?
What?
Surprise me.
All right.
but not something, you know, that you know I like.
Uh-huh.
All right, you know what? Surprise me. If you're doing that, I'll show my flexibility.
Okay.
I'll accept another circus animal.
All right. A monkey?
No, I will accept another animal, seriously, that would perform in an entertainment venue.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that might be a
in a sex show, a donkey.
Right.
from a Mexican donkey sex show. Oh, and happy Cinco de Mayo. Where's the Mexican-American song?
Oh.
I can't believe that we've not saluted our brothers and senoritas.
It's a special one this year with all the goings-on.
It's May 5th.
So anyway, Buzz, seriously, don't buy me nothing.
Okay.
Okay, really. And that's my bottom line.
All right.
Don't buy nothing.
Okay.
It was just a joke. Really.
Okay.
Swear to God, just a joke.
All right.
Okay. I can't say the same thing.
I know. And I haven't scratched monkey off the list.
I really think you might be able to do that.
I'd be lying. Or some other performing animal.
Yeah.
Genuine performer.
He said circus animal.
I know he did.
A camel, a tiger,
mm-hmm.
a pachyderm.
Why not Pam Anderson?
Or a trained horse.
How about this? How about a monkey and Pam Anderson comes in and puts on a strap on and then takes Mike on the ride of his life?
Now, you know,
can you make that happen,
I
Buzz?
I think Pam Anderson comes with a monkey.
Now, look, you said Pam Anderson now. You put that in my head, too. If you could get, like, Pam Anderson to call or something like that, then I wouldn't need a monkey.
But still an accordion.
Accordion is, I thought that's a given. That's a lot.
Well, we assume that.
Mm-hmm. No, really, I don't want to change it. I don't want to water it down. But, you know, if you had an accordion player, a Pam Anderson, and a monkey, I'll never require another birthday celebration.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
No, they don't.
Like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too.
Yes, they do.
Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, can Buzz read that list on the air, please?
Which is his shopping list? He doesn't really have one, really. I'm just kidding.
I do.
Oh, well, all right, go ahead.
One Grey Goose vanilla vodka, one monkey, one coffee cake, either from Heidelberg Bakery in Arlington or the Cheesecake Factory, and something for the electrician.
Okay, there you know.
Very nice. Thank you.
It's on the list.
Bye-bye.
It's good.
See you later. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, just so we're square so we don't talk about this during the commercial break.
Right.
I was kidding.
Right.
Okay, because I thought you were really, like, giving that. And sometimes
No, actually, Mike had said, you know, he was excited and he saw you opening the bottle of vodka, and I really thought we were going to have some vodka. And I was really excited about that, like Mike.
It wasn't your friendship with
John. And Grey Goose is my favorite. I love the Grey Goose vodka.
Oh, so your reaction was based on a booze thing.
It was seeing that wonderful beverage going into a wastebasket.
Then I apologize.
This is John.
Hey, you should know something.
Yes, sir?
Buzz is not the friend you think he is.
That's right.
I know. He's been leading me on the entire time.
Because, you know, like the other day when I was yelling at you just for being a jerk face, he was sitting over there the whole time giving me the hangdog, like, oh, come on, this guy's my friend.
Getting the hangdog simply because you were pouring that vodka into the trash can.
Yeah, he's not even your friend.
I can strain it for you, Buzz.
Thank you, please.
He's not even your friend. I'm more your friend than he is.
Well, I appreciate that.
Was that an empty trash can you poured it into? Was it like from the previous show?
You've already spit into it today.
Oh.
There you go. It's a collector's item for the fans.
Sure is.
I already spit in it. All right. Thank you, John.
All right.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah, me too.
Hello. This is the Stupid Show. You're on. I'm Stupid. Here's my other friend, Stupid.
This is a bunch of guys that enjoy talking to each other.
We're joined by my other friend, Stupid, and back here, Stupid.
How do?
Hi. Maybe you saw us featured in the Tom Arnold movie, The Stupids.
The Stupids. What a great movie that was.
All I remember about that is he wears a straw hat
and an undersized sport coat.
Why is it we know that?
To make him look stupid.
Mike, you got to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Stupid Show. Hi there.
Yeah, I want to play Honk for Percocets.
Does anyone have any? Is anybody holding?
No.
I said, the you know, long for stupids. Although, bear with me. I am going to the dentist tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right. You're having your procedure finished.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, fellas? Hey, I went for Mission Impossible 3 last night, and actually it was pretty good.
Besides the fact
that Tom Cruise runs 300 miles an hour the entire movie, and he looks like an absolute car.
The phone sounds off. Oh, it's too bad. Hello? Crap. I'm looking for... we lost the caller.
Yeah.
It sounded like he liked it. I'm going to go see it. It's
your genre.
It's the first movie that's come out in a while that I feel like, okay, I'm getting that false sense of momentum, like, this is the blockbuster I've waited for.
Right.
Because I like the guy Capote, the Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, pretty good casting, and he's hot now as a villain.
He's the bad guy, and, I like Tom Cruise as...
a lot of ladies that are easy on the eye in that
Ethan
movie.
Ethan Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. Nice action flick.
Yeah.
I'll go see that this weekend.
It's supposed to be great. For what it is, it's supposed to be very good.
First movie event for a while.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward. Sadly, I'm looking forward to it.
Right.
You know? And I was telling somebody the other day about that I don't know when it stopped being the big summertime movie would, like, get me Woody.
Right.
But I'm thinking back, like, when Will Smith was hot, when it would be Men in Black one summer, and then the next summer it was whatever his...
Independence Day.
And it was like, you had these movies, and I wasn't even really a big Will Smith fan, but you just get caught up in that whole... And now they just throw... They're like monkeys at the zoo. They just throw the feces up on the screen, and whatever sticks, you know, like RV or whatever, you know, the fat girls, PHAT, whatever doesn't stick, it's out of the theaters in 2 weeks.
I think you're going to enjoy this one. I think it's going to be worth the trip.
Hope so.
Looking forward to it. The only thing to make that movie better would be some vanilla vodka.
And a monkey.
A monkey? And a coffee cake from the Heidelberg Bakery.
That's right.
Heidelberg.
Ah.
Oh, we got the coffee cake, Bo.
It's not Heidelberg. Hi.
Cash on check.
Hi.
These are not except American Express.
This is the Stupid Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. I don't understand the debate about the Golden Boy's birthday and his wishes. How can there be a debate?
I agree. Well, you know, finally, really, after an entire show.
The Golden Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
An entire show yesterday, and you know, where were the intelligent calls? We have this incredibly lucid, intelligent.
Bye. Cutting through everything.
Wish we could have spoken with him more.
That's Frank. We'll come right back. You know, we've not yet talked about the party that we had the other night, the Wheel Rack number 15 party, and we've not talked about it in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance to meet just an S-load of our listeners.
A lot of people.
Who couldn't have been nicer. Some of them I would like to cite. I'd like to write them up.
Mm-hmm.
There were people I remember just by their faces and what they said.
Right. Old friends, too, people that we saw, you know, new listeners and people that have been to previous shows.
Yeah.
It was great.
Very nice. We'll talk about that. And the highlight really has to be a little story called Joe and His Hog. and His Hog.
Mm-hmm. Joe was outed over the weekend.
Wow.
I mean, over the Monday night or Tuesday, whenever we were there.
And then at some point today, we got to listen to this.
Kitchens with mouse droppings, roaches, even broken refrigerators. May sound like a dive, but your kids are eating there. Our Fox 5 investigation still ahead.
That's great about mouse. You know, we still got the feature about mouse feces in your kids' food.
Serving up filth.
Ain't that great? Mm-hmm. So we got a big Friday planned. We'll be right back, friends.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.